This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Vaccine certificate with QR code started from today. Japanese-made COVID-19 vaccine to arrive on Saturday, and WHO calls for booster pods to vaccinate poorer nations. Now the news in detail. The government has started distributing electronic vaccination certificate with QR code from today. The government had decided to distribute electronic vaccination certificate with QR code to manage it, as everyone going for foreign employment has to get electronic vaccination certificate. For this, the required documents have to be uploaded online in the prescribed format. The Department of Health Services has stated that the online service for electronic vaccination certificate has been started. A passport, vaccination card, visa and photocopy of ticket will be required for the QR code. The ministry has stated that electronic certificates with QR code will be provided to all the people who have completed the vaccination. One person died of coronavirus infection in Baki district. District COVID Management Center, Baki's corona focal person, Tej Oli, said a 70-year-old man of Gerua Rural Municipality 5 died of coronavirus infection. AstraZeneca vaccine donated by Japan to Nepal is expected to arrive on August 7 and 8. Japan has pledged to donate 1.6 million doses of Japanese-made AstraZeneca vaccines to Nepal. A statement issued by the Embassy of Japan said in the first phase, 800,000 doses will arrive on Saturday and Sunday, while the remaining will be shipped to Kathmandu in due course of time. A probe committee formed by the Home Ministry to carry out investigation into Dharchula incident has headed towards Gasku Malghat by Indian route for on-site study. The committee, under coordination of Joint Secretary of the Ministry and probe committee coordinator Janardhan Gautam, has headed towards the incident site by Indian route this morning. The probe committee has been asked to submit its proposal within 10 days. Deputy Inspector General of Nepal Police Purushottam Kadel, Investigation Officer of the National Investigation Department Hutras Thapa, Senior Superintendent of Armed Police Force Suresh Kumar Shrestha, and Assistant Chief District Officer of Dharchula Josna Bhatta are the members of the probe committee. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the country. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country, and there are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudur Pashchim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The World Health Organization has called for a suspension on booster vaccines for COVID-19 until at least the end of September. WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus said a pause would allow for at least 10% of the population in every country to be vaccinated. A number of nations, including Israel and Germany, have announced plans to administer a third dose, but Dr. Tedros has warned poorer nations are falling behind. According to WHO, low-income countries have only been able to administer 1.5 doses for every 100 people due to a lack of supply. Dr. Tedros said that there needs to be a reversal and that the majority of vaccines should go to lower-income countries. Fully vaccinated passengers returning to England, Scotland and Northern Ireland from France will no longer need to quarantine after Sunday. Under widespread changes to the traffic light system for travel, France is being moved from Amber Plus to Amber. It was added to the list last month amid concerns about the COVID beta variant, which scientists believe may be more resistant to vaccines. Germany, Austria and Norway are among seven nations added to the green list. A White House official said the U.S. will eventually require almost all foreign visitors to be fully vaccinated. The unnamed official told several news agencies that the Biden administration had tasked interagency groups with creating a phased reopening for international visitors. The U.S. has seen a rise in cases, particularly among the unvaccinated, amid the spread of the Delta variant. Current COVID-19 rules prevent most international travelers from entering the country. In the ongoing 32nd Summer Olympic Games, China is leading the medal tally with 33 gold, 24 silver and 16 bronze medals. The US is in the second position with 27 gold, 33 silver and 24 bronze medals. And host Japan is in the third position with 21 gold, 7 silver and 13 bronze medals. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Vaccine certificate with QR code started from today. Japanese made COVID-19 vaccine to arrive on Saturday, and WHO calls for a booster pause to vaccinate poorer nations. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.